Rodney Whitaker, University Distinguished Professor of Jazz Bass and Director of Jazz Studies in the Michigan State University College of Music, is among the class of new members elected to the Academy of Arts and Sciences. With this honor, he joins the ranks of artists, scholars, scientists, and leaders of one of the oldest learned societies in the United States.
Well, it feels really good to be honored for your life's work, you know, the things that you ordinarily would do anyway, regardless of reward or anything. I'm really moved by really the fact that I can impact and help people. But it's nice to be recognized at the same time. And when some folks said they would nominate me for this, I didn't really know what it was. I didn't know how high of an honor it was. So I'm stunned and surprised at the same time.
Very nice and well-deserved. But Rodney, so take me back. You're growing up in Detroit. Sort of how, when, and why did you fall in love with jazz? Or was it like music in general at first and you gravitated towards jazz? But just talk about that a bit.
You know, for me, I first fell in love with music when I was probably about 3 years old, when I discovered the turntable and the fact that I can program music. I can curate what I wanted to hear as a kid. And my parents had a lot of recordings, a lot of R&B music, Motown, of course. And then my mother liked country music. So I grew up, you know, on Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson and stuff from the Grand Ole Opera. We had old, you know, my mother's from rural Georgia. And the only station they got was the station out of Nashville that played, you know, that had the Grand Ole Opera. So she grew up loving country music. So that became a part of what I like too. And from that experience, I really love music. I really just spent hours and hours as a kid listening to music. And then subsequently, when I was maybe about seven, I started playing violin. Mm. And fell in love with, like, Baroque music, you know, at that time. Listened to a lot of Isaac Stern playing Bach. And then from there, I discovered jazz at 13, and when I started playing double bass. And that took me on a journey. That's all I can say.
So, like, who were the inspirations? Why did the bass call to you?
Well, it didn't really call to me. I really loved playing violin as a kid. And my teacher, Hosea Taylor, who was my middle school teacher, who grew up with Yusef Lateef in Detroit, decided that I should be a bass player because he thought I had great potential as a musician and that I could probably be a pro one day. And at that time, there were no blacks in the symphony orchestras. And years later, I found out there were tons of people who played. In fact, one of my other teachers was a concert violinist, Constance Price, where I went to church with her family at Antioch Church of God in Christ. There were tons of classical musicians playing Baroque music. What eventually happened is he got me to play bass in middle school, eighth grade. And then my neighbor, Charles Brown, saw me with a double bass. And Charles Brown suggested two albums to me, John Coltrane's Soul Train and Miles Davis's Seven Steps to Heaven. And both of the bass players on those recordings were from Detroit, Ron Carter and Paul Chambers. And I heard Paul Chambers, and that was it. I wanted to be Paul Chambers and Ron Carter. So I spent probably the next 10 years of my life trying to be both of those individuals.
That's so cool. Now, so Rodney, how do you become a Spartan? What attracted you to MSU?
Well, I think it was 1994, I was on the road, still on the road with Roy Hargrove, touring and playing. And they invited me, the faculty at the time, Ron Newman and Peter Dominguez, invited me to come to campus to do a workshop. And I really liked it. And about a year later, I became adjunct faculty. So I started teaching jazz bass and some combos and things like that in 1995. And then I became, you know, and at that time in 1997, I was still on faculty here. I started teaching at the U of M as well. So they, you know, competitive. And so I was teaching at both places at one time. And stopped teaching in 99 at U of M, I think it was, 98 maybe. And then became a little bit more full-time in 98. And in 2000, James Forger, who is the director of music, who is still the dean here, asked me to be the director of jazz studies.
That is so cool. Let me see where I want to go next. Yeah. So, Rodney, you know, why teaching? Lots of great musicians don't care about mentoring the youth. Why do you like that part of it, too?
I think that I'm a teacher. I've been doing this. Okay. I've been teaching since I was a little kid. I was always teacher's pet. I was the person when the teacher left the room, they would say, can you teach until I come back? Or can you conduct a band until I come back? So that was always who I was. And if I knew information or some sort of knowledge about something, I always wanted to share it with other people. Because I realized early out, even as a kid, that knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And knowledge is actually the thing that sets you free or make you free. Knowledge is everything. So if I found out about something, I wanted to spread that to everywhere. And so that kind of, I think I was born to teach. I'm a natural teacher. I remember teaching a Sunday school class maybe 20 years ago here in town at a church. And a woman in the class said, you're a natural teacher. And that's to me is the highest compliment.
That is really cool. So, and Rodney, talk about the jazz studies program that you lead and have really taken to new levels. Just talk about the program. It's your baby.
Well, this program is unique because I was able to instill the values of my hometown, Detroit. Detroit is about, you know, with regards to music, is about mentorship and using whatever genre or whatever style of music that you're teaching to change the lives of other people, you know. So if you think about that, we really had two great mentors. Well, more than two, but really two significant ones. You had the great Berry Gordy, who said he was a teacher. That's we both worked with him and years ago, and he thought of himself as a teacher and a mentor. And then we also had the great Berry Gordy. The great Barry Harris, who also saw himself as a teacher. And they really used their idiom of music to change lives. That's really what it, you know, you could talk about the amount of musicians that Barry Harris produced or the amount of musicians that Berry Gordy produced, but ultimately, what about the lives they changed? And the lives that those folks change, that they, so that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking, my role, I feel like with the jazz program here is we have a place to grow mentors that will go out and get their 1,000 mentors that they will train. And then those 1,000 will train them 1,000 and so on. And then we actually can change the life of the world, lives in the world through jazz and mentorship.
And, you know, Rodney, it seems like a natural extension of your passion for teaching. In the College of Music, you do lead the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and Belonging program. Just talk about it and sort of your mission there.
Well, when it comes to, you know, we call it, we actually add to it belonging.
Right.
And part of the reason is ultimately, why do we want to achieve diversity, equity, and inclusion? What's the point? The point is that people from all identities and all walk of lives feel like they belong to the community. And so that's the way that I think of equity, diversity, equity, and inclusion is ultimately it should lead to belonging, that we have a better sense of ourselves and our collective community, but we invite all to be a part of our community. My role really is to facilitate the ideas of the faculty, And I'd like to take credit for all the good things that happened, but I can't. But I have to give the community. The community has embraced this. And we have a long way to go. We have a lot of work to do still. But I think about, you know, like the voice area at the College of Music is 38% African-American students. And the jazz area is about 30% African-American students. And they're in every area there. More diversity we see all the time, more staff members, more faculty members. And the community, our community has embraced that. And what it's all about is community. But I see my role as facilitating the wishes and the ideas of the faculty. And I think of myself in all things that I do as a servant leader. That is my job to facilitate and work for the faculty. And I can't take all the credit. There have been so many people here at the college that have ideas, and so many people that work and their research is in this area, and they know way more about it than me, but I'm also willing to learn.
Yeah. Well, Rodney Whitaker, congratulations again on being elected to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. Rodney is a university distinguished professor here at MSU and the director of jazz studies. And just some final thoughts, Rodney, or what would you like people to know about Rodney Whitaker?
Well, you know, I am a musician. I would say a father and a husband first, with a great family, and who support and love me. And if you're interested in learning about jazz and you love jazz, MSU has one of the best jazz programs on the planet.
Rodney, thanks so much for joining us. And find Rodney at music.msu.edu. I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.